Back home now, and an independent Tasmanian MP is putting pressure on the state government to officially protect a popular tourist area from logging. Visitors have been flocking to mountain bike trails which pass through the land at Derby in the state's northeast. But some of the trails go through so-called informal reserves, which the Tasmanian government plans to open for logging. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Tasmanian Upper House MP Tanya Rattray has a tradition of voting in a way that supports the forest industry. But even she has some questions about the state government's plans to allow logging in 360,000 hectares of forest around the state. Tanya Rattray wants the Derby mountain bike trails that are in her electorate excluded from the potential logging areas. There's been a tourism boom at Derby, and a world mountain bike race is being held there this weekend.
Well, obviously there's a very broad community concern about any harvesting impacting on some of those fantastic initiatives, particularly the Blue Derby track and the Blue Tier trails, that have, you know, come ahead in leaps and bounds in the northeast. So I was wanting to know why we couldn't excise those. It's been done for the Three Capes Trail, so why couldn't it be done for some of those areas that are really showing the way in the tourism industry?
And what response, if any, have you had from the government about that?
I haven't had any feedback as yet, but that's something that I'll be working with the government over the next few days before we debate the bill.
The state government has reiterated its promise not to let logging damage tourism, but it's not yet giving Ms Rattray the exclusion she's looking for at Derby. The forest at Derby is one section of 360,000 hectares of forest around the state that was protected from logging under a forest peace deal in 2012. The government wants to open up the forest for logging. The Upper House is expected to vote on the bill next week. Members were briefed this week by the government, the timber industry and environment groups. Among them was independent member for Huon, Robert Armstrong, who is planning to vote in favour of the logging.
When we had these briefings, I think it's come out clear that we need to unlock some of these forests, because especially the specialty timbers people, they're struggling for a resource from what I understand, and also the small sawmillers, they need more resources.
One of the people who briefed Upper House MPs is forestry worker Tony Stoniak. He says at least 20 small country sawmills around the state support the government's plans to allow the forest to be logged.
Well, it was always set aside under the TFA to be put aside as a wood bank to be used if the resource that was currently available became scarce or unavailable. It was set aside to be used in those conditions. The wood bank word I use again is because that is what it is meant to be. It was informal reserves with conditions, and the conditions were that if resource ran short, then they would be made available.
But Vicar Bailey from the Wilderness Society has urged the Upper House members to vote down the bill.
These are all high conservation value forests that the Tasmanian community has been working to see protected for many years. They are habitat for species like the giant freshwater lobster, the swift parrot, their domestic water catchment, their massive carbon stores, and their incredibly beautiful scenic backdrops to some of Tasmania's most iconic vistas.
The Australian hardware store Bunnings has said it will not sell any timber taken from the forest that the state government is seeking to open for logging.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.